Songwriter Gillian Welch says she grew up listening to punk rock, but she found her voice in an older style of music. She sang old country tunes for the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And she's just released a CD called Soul Journey, a title that gets across the longing you sometimes hear in Welch's harmonies. She says she's writing about the struggles of ordinary life. We asked Gillian Welch to describe her job in her own words, starting with her technique for warming up to sing.
I warm up pretty much the way most bluegrass singers warm up, which is like, that's about me warming up. I came home from camp one year. It's one of these things where, like, the coolest counselor at summer camp played an acoustic guitar at the campfire. You know, it's all very hippie. It's very 70s. But he played White Lightning, the George Jones hit. And I just thought it was the coolest. And I came home from camp and I told my parents I really wanted to play acoustic guitar.
I want to sing that rock and roll. I want to electrify my soul.
I'd listen to, you know, rock and roll and alternative rock. And then right in the middle of that, I bumped into the Stanley Brothers. All of the dissonance and really hard driving kind of grit that I liked in all the punk music I was listening to, it was all in there.
Oh, run, oh, mighty run, run, oh, mighty run, tin was gonna beat you like bright shining sun, bright shining sun, oh, Lord, bright shining sun.
Orphan Girl was one of my first songs.
I'm an orphan on God's highway.
It was when I was working as like a cleaning lady at a bed and breakfast. I started writing it on the drive out, and the whole day that I was mopping and vacuuming and cleaning toilets, I worked on it that whole day, and by the time I was driving home, I was writing the last verse.
No, brother, I am an orphan girl.
As far as Emmylou Harris doing Orphan Girl, that made that song difficult for me to record. She cut that song before I had a record deal. So my version of it had to follow her version. That was a little nerve-wracking to try to sing my own song after the version that people knew was hers. For some reason, the mountain or Appalachian or blues idiom tends to confuse some people. Our stuff is like very forward-looking. Really, if anything, it's largely about getting through the next day and getting through the trouble at hand, which is not really anything to do with nostalgia.
But who could know if I'm a traitor? Times are ever later.
My partner, David Rawlings, when we work out songs, his harmony parts are really his own creation. Although we, you know, work on them together, and when he hits a good note, we both kind of sit up a little straighter. That's one of the beautiful things about singing as a duet. The notes that are available to Dave are just so much freer than if we were singing, say, three-part. If some of the previous records are a little bit wintry, this one's more summery. And maybe our most appropriate record yet for driving down the highway in the middle of the summer.
Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have you all the time, I won't have none at all.
people sort of laugh at me when I say that, because I guess in other people's worlds, this is still not a really sunny record. But for me, this is a really sunny record. And Wrecking Ball is kind of the cherry on top.
I met a lovesick daughter in the San Joaquin. She showed me colors I'd never seen.
It was 1 or 2 in the morning, and the guys had already packed up. And we went back out into the studio to just kind of jam. I don't even think the guys knew that there was tape rolling.
Like a wrecking ball.
And we only did the one take. That was it. You know, you could call it like a scratch vocal, but that's the one.
Yes, I remember when first we kissed.
There are plenty of people who are way better singers than I am. But, you know, I just really think when you hear a writer sing their own songs, there's always a special connection there. There's a well of information that the writer gets to draw on that no one else has.
Like a wrecking ball.
Musicians in Their Own Words is an occasional series by producers David Shulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire. From NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.